Welcome to the Bank Marketing Show, the podcast that engages and informs you for success in today's marketplace. It's the show that will make you a better marketer with trends, tactics, and inspiration from experts and industry leaders. If you're wanting to impact your personal success and position your bank as the best choice in your market, you're in the right place. Now let's dive into today's show with your hosts, Chris and Dan.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Bank Marketing Show. I'm half of your hosts, Dan Navalis, and welcome, Chris.
Well, I'm Chris. I'm the other half. Yeah, it's kind of funny to say that. Dan, I'm just back from actually several state banking association conferences, and you've got some going on as well. And being at one in particular this last week, it was really cool to have some information about this show and this podcast out. And I had some folks asking about it and what are we doing? And to be able to, actually say, yeah, I mean, we're well into the second year and we've got thousands of downloads and we've got, we've got legit audience happening out there. It was really a lot of fun. So, Dan, it's so great that we're getting to continue to do this and build it as we go. And I know we've got some additional great guests coming up. So really excited about what's happening here.
Yeah, it's kind of taken on a life of its own. And I just got a little stack of QR code cards printed for my conference. I'm excited to go out and talk more about it. So thank you everybody for being listeners. Subscribe if you haven't. Check us out. We post about new episodes and things like that on our LinkedIn feeds. So find us on there for more info, but happy to have you all here.
There you go.
So yeah, well, today we've got just you and I. So I think we've got a really interesting topic to talk about.
Yep.
And I'm excited to get into that. You want to kick it off?
Yeah. So in the season that we're in, Dan, one of the, I think, important points that you and I have been talking about is, as guys, between your agency and mine, we're working with banks all over the country. And what we're seeing in current year, as everything that's been happening with the Fed and the economy and all of that, we're both seeing so many of our bank clients shifting, from loans to deposit-focused marketing, deposit account-focused marketing, and what's happening there. And with rates moving up and down and a lot happening, what you and I are both seeing is what? Reactionary, kind of impulsive marketing, and oh my gosh, let's throw rates out there.
A lot of scrambling, right? We don't know what to do now.
Right? Yes,
we were in the loan marketing, the refi marketing for so long. We're not sure what to do next.
Yep. I was having dinner with two community bank CEOs the other night, and we were discussing how things have been, the environment that they were. And I said 4 or 5 years, and both of them corrected me. It was more like 7 or 8 years. Most everybody's cash heavy and was loan focused and, low rate environment and, lots of business out there. And now it's not that business is not still out there. It certainly is. So not to degrade that opportunity at all. But it's a different approach. So like you said, what we wanted to talk about, you and I, today, that I think will be really valuable, is talk about not scrambling, to use your word, and some really valid and important points that you and I both want to make here and share with our listeners about how to be very much in front of that and to be very much about brand growth rather than scrambling and impulse marketing.
I think a theme we always come back to here is just be true to your brand, and that doesn't really matter what's going on in the market. Like what's going on in the market might change some words on your ads, but you really should never deviate from your brand. So we'll get into that here, but I think that's the overarching theme is, right, it's so tempting to go for the quick win stuff or to like react to changes in the market or to like just change how you talk about yourselves to react to a short-term trend, but you've got to keep the, potential like long-term damage or long-term kind of brand erosion in mind while you do it.
And Dan, I think like so many other things that we talk about in marketing, It is about being both intentional and proactive and determining your brand differentiators on the front end so that, just as you say, when things change, times change, you know, SVB stuff happens, whatever's going on, what is making your bank who it is and why people want to do business with you, that attraction continues, and that is your marketing, that is your messaging, and not to jump over and try to be something else or just to have the quick wins, you know. And you said it, Dan, before we started, and I know you've had this discussion with banks here recently as well. We get it that sometimes you got to raise money through CDs or whatever the, you know, you got to kind of do some of that. But does that become everything that your bank brand is about, you know, or is it that you have the same brand and the same who and why, and it's just adding an additional offering? And those are very different things. Would you agree?
I think the who and why is like the important, you know, always the important piece to me. Why is your bank in business, right? Why are you doing what you're doing? Not just from like, oh, we have shareholders and we're making money, but like the why. Like, why are you a community bank versus a bank that's trying to be the next, you know, big national brand, right? That why, right? It comes back to your bank's mission statement. It comes back to the values of your bank and you know, really understanding that why. Like, if you get down to that level and you drive your marketing from it, those things don't change based on market conditions, right? Like you're saying, like the reason that you want people to bank with you shouldn't change. It's because you're a, you know, pillar of your community, and you're committed to helping the community. You're committed to helping businesses grow, people, you know, achieve their dreams, those types of things. And that doesn't change even in a short-term market, right? The way you help them do it might change. And what you're talking about in your marketing may change, but those underlying values are, you know, should stand the test of time.
Absolutely. Dan, I'll quote Derek Williams, who is the incoming ICBA board chair, national board chair this year. And he gave a talk at this State Banking Association conference where I was last week. And what you just said is what was his stump, which was, be unapologetic. We are community banks. So what does that mean? Well, what that means is we are about relationships. We are about community connection. We are about having our sign on the ball field at the high school, you know, and we are about doing things that the larger banks just can't do. So as an industry, I agree with him wholeheartedly. As an industry, we need to do that and say that unapologetically. And then as individual banks, so our listeners for the show today, as individual banks, we take that and bring it down the funnel even further. So be unapologetic and stand on our strength of what makes us community banks and makes us great and makes us, as you said, pillars of the community. And then your bank individually, what is that? Are you a small business? Are you ag lending? Are you, you know, whatever it is, and that's not necessarily a product and service. Sometimes that is your culture and who you are. And that, you know, that is so attractive that people and businesses in your communities would not even consider doing business with somebody else because your culture is so attractive because of X, whatever your special sauce is, right, Dan?
Yeah. And I mean, I think that we hear a lot from banks that, you know, banks try to be everything to everybody, right? You're part of your community. You want to, you know, help and help everybody, not turn people away. But what we're saying is, if you are wholeheartedly into your mission, right, and you're unapologetically into your mission, you're going to create such kind of fierce advocates and fans of you that it's going to kind of snowball and make you that much more exciting to everybody else. Right? Some banks are just so afraid of like alienating somebody that every, you know, to the point where all of their brand messaging sounds very generic. And what they end up doing is, yeah, maybe you're not alienating anybody, but you're also not, you know, the opposite of alienating somebody's like making somebody really excited about working with you. And so if you're worried too much about the alienation, like you're not going to create the excited fans. So it's really, you know, a better place to be for any bank, any business is to have really excited fans. You're never going to win 100% market share. So focus on the market share of people that can get really excited about you.
Sure thing. You know, Dan, last year on one of our episodes, we had Emily Mays on, who is an amazing marketing director, C-suite member at Community Spirit Bank. And that's one of those that comes to mind for me. I don't know I've ever seen one that is so true to their bank name, you know, but Community Spirit Bank, it is truly who they are. And they're so community entrenched and active, and but they have this culture, you know, of accepting and supporting community, both in who they do business with and who they seek to have as customers as well, and who they are as people. And when you have that kind of at every level of business, then I would think if I were a member of one of their, you know, local communities, I mean, why would I do business with somebody else? You know, not only are they good business folks, right? And I'm sure they can be competitive for rates and you know, and all of those things, but they're going to be there for me and walk me through that and you know, address the pain points of my business. And so, you know, that's just one of many examples of a differentiator that, you know, that has a true impact. And I guarantee you that they aren't doing quick win marketing. You know, they are right. Still true to who they are in during this time.
Right. I mean, I think it's just they're not concerned with, right, like winning every single CD out there, right? They're not going to go for just the rate switchers, because that's just the race to the bottom that we talk about, right? Yeah, you know, they stick to the mission, right? And if somebody comes and says, "Hey, I really want to work with you, but like the rate isn't good," like you said, they'll talk to the person about it. They'll mm-hmm. figure out a way to help without, while, you know, staying true to their messaging.
Absolutely. Yep. You made a really good point as we were prepping for this episode, Dan. You know, about, you know, not only is it derivating from your consistent marketing about who you are, it is also detrimental to your brand itself to all of a sudden jump over to, you know, it's kind of like a retail store that, you know, if all they ever talk about is this is on sale, this is on sale, this is on sale. Well, I mean, you know, that's the race to the bottom with
we all know those stores that like you should never pay list price at. Right?
Yeah. Like,
there's lots of stores out there that we shop at. They're like, well, I've got to have the coupon, or I got to wait for a sale because there's going to be one every other week. And, you know, the same thing applies for banks, right?
Absolutely.
I was going to make the point of like, you know, like a quick win marketing example. We talk about CDs and rates, but, you know, the other one I see all the time is just the open an account ad. Right? Open an account online. A lot of banks will get online account opening and are excited about it and want to advertise it. And, you know, what happens is you're just saying, open an account. You're being very transactional in your ad. But what ends up happening is it's not differentiated, because lots of other banks are doing that. And it's also doesn't talk to your mission. It doesn't talk about the needs of the client. I don't know anybody that just is waiting for their bank so they can open an account, you know, in the car. Like, that's generally not the use case you're trying to solve, right? You're helping people with their long-term missions.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you've got an open an account online, you can help them do things they need to do faster. But it's if you're spending money on those types of ads, it's going for quick wins and not staying true to your messaging.
So Dan, let's suppose for a moment that so far in this conversation that we've got our listeners, they're on board. Right. Okay. I got it. We, you know, my brand, my differentiators, all that. So let's shift gears a little bit and let's talk about how to do that. Okay. And, it's a little more than elementary here, because what it takes is pre-planning, and it takes a process. If you have your mission, your value to your customers and potential customers, and your culture, and you have all of that defined, and then can from that transact your messaging and other deliverables that let you kind of pre-create your content. Now, of course, we love to do this as an agency, and we push our clients, you know, for pre-planning, whether it's next month or next quarter or the whole year, you know, in their marketing, whether it's, you know, their digital ads or their whatever the case may be. But don't you think that it's vital to do that strategic process?
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of the details may change, right? And you can't plan 5 years ahead. But just the very nature of planning means you're not going to be reactionary to short-term trends. I mean, I work with plenty of banks that will, you know, plan out their campaigns over, you know, 6 months or a year. And then if rates change, oh, well, we need to get a CD ad out. But like, it's not switching everything. It's adding a little line item.
There you go.
That has the same create, you know, the same kind of look and feel as their other ones, but talks about CD rates and maybe is targeted a little bit differently. But they're pre-planning their campaigns. They're talking about like, what are the themes we want to get out this year? What are the, you know, what are the elements of our bank's mission that we want to get out? And that's that, you know, if you're doing it at that level, like I said earlier, those things don't change. So you can know, hey, it's still going to be okay to talk about why we help our community in 6 months, right? We're still going to want to talk about that. Maybe there's another line item running with the latest rates, but you know, we're still going to want to have a story out there about how we help.
Dan, as my wife and I were driving across 5 states to this conference and back last week, we took an exit. We needed to stop for gas. I knew nothing about this community we were pulling off in, right? And it was one of those, and there was like 4 gas stations, like one on every corner, right? One of them looked like they had didn't even have digital gas pumps. I mean, it was that old and, you know, decrepit looking. The other two were okay. And this other one that was on the far corner and actually more difficult to turn into, man, it was bright and shiny and clean. And I knew the brand name and all of that. And I didn't pay attention to if it was 2 cents more a gallon, you know, for gas. There was no question. And guess what? That's where all the cars were going.
Yeah.
You know, and there was one on every corner. So we all know that in most of our American communities, there are lots of banks around, even in small town America, right? So we understand that. Why are they coming to you? And that's yeah. It, man. I actually told my wife that story. I was like, okay, that one over there on the corner that we're pulling into, that's what we want to make our bank clients is that.
You know? Yeah. I love this metaphor because I make the point a lot that there are people that will go to the 2 cent cheaper place no matter what, mm-hmm. right? Enough to keep the 2 cent cheaper place in business. But the 2 cent more expensive place is doing a lot more business and making people a lot happier, right? And, you know, they're not that big gas station's probably never going to win 100% market share. I mean, maybe there's a case where that the less well-kept gas station goes out of business, but like the, you know, they're doing better by doing that way because they're not, you know, you're paying the 2 extra cents for the better experience, the nicer bathrooms and the nicer, you know, soda selection or whatever you're stopping there for. And there's a reason that's the reason that you're going there. So what is that, you know, what is that for your bank, mm-hmm. right? It doesn't mean that you have to have the fanciest lobby or the latest, you know, high-end ATM. But it's, you know, you got to have some kind of reason to turn right instead of left from your competitor.
And again, it's back to that unapologetically being a community bank, which inherently, and you and I know this well, Dan, from working in and niching in this industry as marketing agencies, community bankers just generally are great people, you know, are they're hometown people. They're approachable. They are relational and all of those things. So whatever that means for your bank and however you want to carry that out, again, do that unapologetically. And you use the term sometimes, Dan, about swimming upstream. And if all the other banks are out there, you know, with the same kind of messaging, then figure out what yours is and what your superpower is. And then let's create a brand story, if you will, you know, to use a Donald Millerism here, but, you know, create a brand story around that, which can then provide direction for all of your content, all of your messaging, your character, all of these things that we as marketers, you know, can help you create, and then march it out there. So again, you've got it all in the hopper. And when things go up and down and things go crazy, you know, you still are who you are.
Right. And you know, versus, I think there's, you know, there's two big camps, right, in bank marketing. And I think the banks that are more successful do exactly what you just said, right? Story, mission, pre-planning. And the other camp is the, oh, it's, you know, April 1st, right? What do we want to push this month? Well, it's starting to be home season. Let's do mortgage.
Right.
And, you know, that's very transactional and not, you know, doesn't tell people your story. So, again, it's, you know, it can look similar, right? In the story version, you're putting those CD or mortgage layers on there, but you're starting with brand first. I want to make the point too, like banks, you know, somebody explained to me once, like, banks are not risk averse. They're expert risk mitigators, which I think is a good way to think about it. But, you know, what it means is like, hey, the safer thing will always be to kind of do what every other bank does, right? That's always safe, right? But safe doesn't mean growing and successful. Safe means not failing, right? There's a big difference, a big, big gray area in there. But, you know, if you're just doing the safe thing all the time, it's in the long run, it's worse for your brand because you start being seen like every other bank, you start being seen as stodgy. So, you know, to us as marketers, it's the safe choice is just as bad as like doing nothing or, you know, actively going out and trying to wreck your brand. if you want bigger performance, you've got to do it what you're saying and swim upstream.
There you go. Well, so here's a good takeaway for our listeners, Dan, and that is whether they do it themselves internally or get someone to help with the process. We have one of our clients that is a $280 million in asset, four branch, you know, a successful bank that we've been working with for years, but they've been struggling with this and going, okay, well, you know, we're not really 100% sure who we are and why we are. We've got a great team. We've got all these things. So they've got all the elements and we're actually walking them through this brand messaging process. Okay. And going through a couple of very deliberate, multiple hour discovery sessions, digging into that, who you are, what's your why, who are your people and who are you wanting to attract more of? And anyway, you know, going through the entire brand messaging process and then creating for them these sets of deliverables that are, you know, 10 video snippets and 40 social media posts and all this stuff, you know, so we're actually creating all this content for them. And while I realize that all of our listeners, especially if it's a one or two person internal bank, you know, a marketing department, may not necessarily be able to do all of that. But you can sure get it pretty far down the road, even if you just do a quarterly, you know, brand message process, you know, or something and get buy-in from your leadership about this is who we are. And so even if an SVB happens or a, you know, whatever the case may be, this is still going to be our marketing. And I love the word layering that you used a minute ago, by the way. Then when you need to put a CD rate out there or you know, mortgage rates, get, you know, or promoting a HELOC or something, it's layered. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I like the SVB example too. Like if you are out there consistently for years, pushing your brand message, pushing why you help your community, talking about why you exist, right? And then SVB happens, you just keep doing it. You just keep doing the same thing, right? You just keep thinking, we are here to serve our community, right? That is not changing. We are strong. We have always been strong. The implication being, because we're serving our community, we're not structured the same way as SVB, and the same things don't apply to us, right? Versus the other scenario, if you aren't doing that, if you're just out there with CD rates and that's it, and then SVB happens, and then you're scrambling and saying, oh my gosh, well, we have to put out a statement about how strong we are, and we've got to put out, you know, tell people about our history, like, it's not going to land, right? Because you haven't been out there, and people, it's going to look kind of desperate. So get that brand story, get some of those assets, right? You don't need you said you're creating like 10 video snippets. Like, you don't need all those tomorrow. So if you're doing it on your own, you know, do those over time. But if you have that story, if you have that mission-driven kind of planning, there's stuff you can kind of chip away at over time. That's all you really need to be doing.
Well, and here's the important, maybe last piece of this, Dan, is that what we also are seeing, and again, I'll use kind of this case study of our bank client that we're currently taking through this, is the internal impact. Okay, so not only is the desire and the feel like they need to do the quick win marketing is gone, but they're actually answering the questions of who are we, why, what is it that we do, and you know, I think that's gonna become even more holistic down to their lenders, you know, going, oh, thank goodness, I didn't want to keep calling on everybody for everything. If we are this and this is our superpower and you want me to go after, I don't know, whatever, dentists or farmers or what, you know, if you want me to go after that and that is who we are and what we do well, the sense of relief, Dan, that I have seen coming over, you know, the management team and the C-suite folks, you know, from this, and it makes you feel great about now I know who I am, so I can be stronger and better. As a bank.
Yeah. Right. You're focusing on a couple core things and you're doing them really well. And you're not scrambling. Going back to the word scrambling. You're not scrambling to like appeal to 100 different customer segments. You're doing a few of them really well. And, you know, it doesn't mean that you're only going to get customers in those segments, right? There's still lots of referrals and you make a dentist really happy and they're going to refer, you know, a patient that runs a small business, whatever. Like, there's going to be other connections that come from it, but those connections, you're going to get more referrals, more connections if you're making a smaller group of people super happy.
There you go. Absolutely. Well, I think this is an important conversation, Dan, as we're in an environment of people trying to kind of figure out what they want to do next and how they want to do it. So I think this was a very worthwhile conversation to have, and I'll extend an invitation on both of our behalves to all of our listeners to reach out to Dan or I, even if you just want to have a conversation and, hey, what did you mean by that? Or okay, I get it that we should internally have a conversation. What should that look like? I know you and I are glad to have those conversations, to give out pointers, you know, and share experience about how to do that. And we want to encourage anyone that would like to do so, to go to our website or grab us on LinkedIn. And, you know, we're glad to help with that.
And we also recently combined our kind of efforts with a email newsletter to kind of be a partner to this podcast. So if you're, you know, you want to go a little deeper on the topic, or, you know, forget where to go to find more information from our the show notes and all that stuff, go to bankmarketingminute.com. That's the name of our new e-newsletter. We're trying to avoid that term from a marketing standpoint, but yeah. It's not a salesy thing. It's a helpful email. It's a kind of companion to this podcast. We're be sending it out, you know, as these podcast episodes get released, and just have a little bit more coverage on the topic. So bankmarketingminute.com, and check it out. Love to have you on there too, but that's another good way to get involved and start the conversation.
There you go. And it's true to its name too, by the way, is it gives you every other week a really, really juicy bite. That's about a minute, you know, but really juicy information, not something that's going to fill up your inbox with a bunch of stuff that's not useful to you. So glad you threw that out there, Dan.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, thank you. Great visit today. And I think some good stuff, and some takeaways here for our listeners. So good to visit with you again, Dan.
Likewise. Good conversation.
All right. Talk to you soon.
You too.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining us. To go deeper or get access to some of the valuable nuggets from today's show, go to bankmarketingshow.com. There you'll find episodes, links to resources, and much more. Be sure to subscribe wherever you find your podcasts, and join us next time.